Moncrief on News Talk.
New research today is suggesting something rather staggering. 4 in 10 men believe that they could train their way to the Olympics in 2028 if they receive professional coaching and a strict training regimen. It got us thinking about men, and yes, I'm generalizing, and we have been already, but are they prone to overestimating their own abilities, particularly physical abilities? Delighted to be joined now by psychotherapist and author Enda Murphy for, I guess, what might be a bit of man bashing. Enda, hello.
Hello, John. How are you? And this should have been a double slot.
I know. I should have been both on at the same time.
We should have been both on at the same time because something that Jennifer said there, she says, men and women are being pushed to the brink. They're being pushed to the brink. They're being told, if you're not at the edge, you're just wasting space. Mm. And that is right down the road of what we're about to be talking here.
Yeah, and just for, I got a name wrong earlier, but her name was Frances, just to give her her due, because she was a fascinating lady. And your name is Enda, so I don't get confused again. But tell me this.
Sorry, Frances. Yeah.
Did you find that staggering? I kind of did that. 4 in 10 men think they could qualify to the Olympics. Is this something you see? Do men, you know, think of themselves a lot better than they actually are in physical terms and other terms?
No, for starters, this came out by Team GP,
right,
or Team GB,
yes,
all right, who will be experts in training. And I have to ask, who was their audience here? Because if they're trying to head out to adults who are saying, oh, listen, 38% of adults can actually do this and you should come along to us. Well, who are they aiming it at? Because if you want to be successful at the Olympics, you're going to have started about 30 years earlier. You're going to have been starting at 8 or 9 years of age. All right. So I don't know who their actual audience is, but, you know, the circumstances, all right, you know, we're talking about if people think that they can actually do certain things, you're ending up in what's called the Dunning-Kruger effect, which is believing your own bullshit, all right?
Okay.
As John Cleese once said, he said, you have to have a level of intelligence to know that you're stupid, all right? But we're living in a world where, you know, some people will overestimate their abilities. They will think, you know, motivation. If I want to do it and if I'm motivated enough to do it, I'll be able to achieve anything, which is complete and utter rubbish, because action precedes motivation.
Okay.
And there's a certain thing that comes into effect here. It's called the Sterling effect. And it's in order to be successful, all right, you have to have one. It's not just work. It says you have to have an innate talent for the subject. You have to have certain level of circumstances that are there that will push you, and you have to have the ability and you have to have the support in the background. So no matter how hard you work, unless you actually have the opportunities there that you require, you're wasting your time. And that's the reason that centers of excellence are set up.
Mm.
So my idea here was, put this out as a kind of scattergun. Try and get as many people in the door as possible and assess them all for the 0.38% of those who will actually turn up for the second session.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
And tell me this. I mean, does this point to a bigger issue of now, of, and a particularly male one? Like, is it to do with kind of manosphere stuff and the Andrew Tates of the world, that boys, young boys in particular, are being told certain things that just have no basis in reality?
Yes, and I would agree with that. I think this is going right back into the manosphere, you know. And, you know, I think who it was one of the comedians, Jimmy Carr, was asked. He says, what did he think about the likes of Andrew Tate and all this? He says, I think it's brilliant, all right, that people are now starting to talk to young boys. He says, I don't like their message, but at least somebody's talking to them. And if nobody else is talking to them, then who else is going to talk to them? And the message they're being given is oversimplistic, that there is a simple problem, there are simple answers, and if you just buy my product or do what I'm telling you to do, all right, then that's, you will be okay with that. And I remember my son telling me one time, all right, that clavicular was up on charges for something, I can't remember what it was, but he went up into court, and of course clavicular, if anybody knows, is this guy who's supposed to be the ultimate male, all right? Mm-hmm. Of course, the judge he was put up in front of was some somebody who was built like a brick, you know what, all right, and had kind of, you know, muscles coming out of his everywhere. In other words, he was literally put down immediately because your man had intelligence, he had an education, and he also was, you know, a fine looking male specimen, you know. So this idea that we can talk our way into right living is complete rubbish. You have to act your way into right thinking, okay? And what people think is that if it's a simple answer or a simple solution, no, it's not. It takes years of dedication, it takes years of training, and it takes years of specialized support to the exclusion of nearly everything else. You have to be devoted. And it's called the, you know, like kind of, it was Raven Saunders said at one time. She said she thought that if she could just excel at this shot putting and win the gold medal, et cetera, she would end up kind of, compensating for all the other things that she didn't like. She woke up the next day and realized that wasn't actually the way it was.
Yeah.
All right. You know, and that's unfortunately the way it is. You know, ideology is the luxury of those who don't have to sort out the mess. So people who don't have to fix anything, they can have whatever ideology they want.
Yeah.
But having worked in the health service for 40 years, you know, everything is a balance. Everything is a compensation. All right. And everything is trying to figure out one thing against the other.
There's a text in and that someone tells us they did a survey in the States and 6 out of 10 men think they could beat Serena Williams in a tennis match. They're away with the board.
I saw that.
But tell me this. I wanted to ask you, is it the case that women, and I'm hugely generalizing, but they're much less prone to overestimating their abilities in the way men do? Or is that a simple, too much of a simplification?
No, I think you know, like kind of women will do it in a very different way. All right. You know, something that Francis said there in the previous interview, you know, it was that the vast majority, 90% of women are chasing 10% of men. All right. So they set their standards. All right. They're pushed to the brink because they're setting their standards so absolutely high that there's no man who can actually live up to that. And the ones who think they can, all right, well, they're not the ones you want your daughter dating, you know. So this idea that I can beat Serena Williams, well, I might be able to think that I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. But that's saying that because I think something, therefore it's real, which has no basis in reality at all. And as a therapist, people will come to me with thinking that has got them into serious trouble and attitudes and beliefs about the world, about themselves, about their abilities or non-abilities or whatever it is. And my job is to bring them back to today and start teaching them what reality is all about. And when people say, you know, oh, I'm not motivated to do this. No, motivation comes after you take an action.
Mm.
So action precedes motivation.
Yeah.
So this whole idea, but the fact that GB, Team GB put it out there, all right, it was them and they've now gone in with some company who are supporting them and everything like that. I don't know what the actual purpose was because Team GB would know all this kind of thing. So why would they put it out there?
And the marketing ruse, which radio stations around the world have clearly fell for. Tell me this, just as you're talking there, you keep using this phrase, action precedes
Motivation.
I wonder though, like I'm a parent and I think about these things, but have we been sold a pup in modern contemporary times in that we tell our children in a way they can be anything they want to be, you know, because we, you know, maybe people of a certain generation were raised completely differently and kids were kept in the background. Yeah. Have we gone to the other extreme of kind of overvalidating them and say you can be anything you want? Because like I cannot be an airline pilot because I don't have 20/20 vision. I mean, what's your take on that? Have we overvalidated kids' ambitions for the future?
There's certain things. It's innate needs. Jimmy Carr once said, all right, I can't remember, what was it he said? He said, you know, like, kind of, he said, motivation is if you want to get from A to B, okay, and you see that as your problem, then that's motivation. If you see getting from A to B as somebody else's problem to get you there, then that's entitlement. Now, I'd be the same. I'd love to be this. I'd love to be that. I'd love to be the other. But working out, like kind of when I will never ask somebody what they want to do in college because 60% of kids who end up doing a college degree will never work in that. And there's one guy who works in a garage, you know, serving petrol there. He did a degree in whatever it was and then found there was no employers who wanted his degree. All right. So if you're ever looking at something, the first thing is you've got to look at where the opportunities are. where the opportunity is going to be when I'm actually coming out. The second is, what are my abilities? I'm scared of heights. I'm not going to go out and start being a roofer or being a scaffolder, all right? And then look for the education to maximise the opportunity. So yes, children need motivation. They need to know that they can try this. But if you want to succeed, you've first got to learn how to fail at a load.
Indeed. Well, listen, I'm going to have to cut across you. Enda Murphy, psychotherapist and author. We've been talking about a strange survey that found 4 in 10 men thought they could train and compete in the Olympics.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.